Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven after the hour.
Doug Steffens, good day. That's what this... You want to sing the song with me, Jay? Doug Steffens, good day. I'm all the
That's an easy lyrics. We can all sing along.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so let's see. We have Thursday, June the 2nd upon us. The end of a lousy Mercury retrograde where there have been all kinds of things that have been destructive. What happens during a retrograde, as many people know, affects the transportation world, and we certainly have seen plenty of that stuff. It affects communication, all of the things that have gone on in our communication, lots of stuff. And so today, as you visit around, you'll find that Mercury is letting up its hold, its grip on us, but not... And not early enough, it would seem. Jay's got the update on those four people who were killed in the shooting at the Tulsa Medical Building. Good God, is this stuff... well, I'll ask the question after you tell us what is, in a sense, going on there.
Yeah, it's like there's no break from any of this. This one happened at the Natalie Medical Building on the campus of St. Francis Hospital in Tulsa. And law enforcement received a call just before 5 p.m. that there was an individual with a firearm. Less than... 10 people were in, treated for their non-life-threatening injuries. However, 4 people were killed. The gunman was later found dead. He was found in a room with 2 other deceased bodies. No word yet if those were patients, if they were visitors, if they were staff or faculty. And the people injured, they're also still investigating whether or not they were injured by the gunman, or if they were injured in the chaos of everybody trying to get out of the building. The gunman also, it almost seems like this was not just a random target. He entered the building, distinctly went to the second floor, and then a certain area of the second floor. So police are still investigating what the motive could have been. But at public places, places of worship, educational facilities, medical offices, things are not safe.
Is anything safe anymore?
It doesn't seem like anything is safe. Grocery shopping.
Fence around your... Is the grocery store? Yeah. Do we have to put fences around the malls? What is our country coming to? We're being brought to our knees by these and other episodes that are so violent. This is something that gets attention because it happens in Tulsa, a place where there isn't usually this kind of violence. This sort of thing goes on every single day in Chicago, certainly every weekend. The city of Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, loaded with all kinds of shootouts. It's like the OK Corral in Washington. New York isn't as bad as it used to be, frankly. And then there's Los Angeles, where there are all kinds of fights over all kinds of things. So I said last week, I think, that the shootout at the school was the George Floyd moment when it came to these issues. Is it? I don't see anything happening in the week since that violence took place at the elementary school. What do we know? What more about this the person who did the shooting in Tulsa? I haven't been able to put a lot of pieces together of the picture here.
Yeah, no, they're still putting everything together.
Yeah,
and some of the comments that I have seen floating around on social media and responses on news articles, it is a lot of fighting right versus left, left versus right. You have people on the left saying that the right doesn't want to acknowledge this exists. You have people on the right saying that the left are just using, picking which stories they want to use for what their motives are. And it's kind of like, well, shootings are happening. That there's no doubt about that. Whether or not we're talking about mass shootings or individual shootings, look at Chicago, look at Detroit, look at Florida. It seems like there's always something going on. I was always hearing gunshots in Nashville all of the time, followed by screeching tires. There's just so much that there's not enough oxygen in the world to talk about every single situation where there's gun violence. And that's sad when you break it down. And don't get me wrong, I like going to the gun range and shooting guns. But there is something going on, and we need to figure this out.
It's not to add fuel to the fire of those on one side or another, but I really do think of the top four or five issues, mental health issues, probably rank at least at number one or number two when it comes to dealing with this in a progressive, modern way. And these things just, when you look around the world, they don't happen. Sure, there are examples. You can find examples of them in many places around the world, but not this one after another, after another, after another. In a moment, the heartbreaking task of creating a circumstance. So talk about the victims in Uvalde and what's going on. What are the people, the families dealing with? That's coming right up here on Doug Steffens Good Day with Jay Kirshner.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Half the hour. This is the Doug Steffens Good Day program. Hard for me to get used to saying that because it's been a long time since I said it, but I'm going to work on it. I'm Doug Steffens. Jay Kirshner is here. The situation with all of this, the shooting and the background info, the circumstances that the folks have been presented with, and they're trying to figure their way around it, or at least they have now, because this company, Soul Shine Industries, S-O-U-L-S-H-I-N-E, company that makes custom caskets. The victims of the Uvalde shootout. This guy gets the phone call who runs this company. His name is Trey Gann. Imagine doing this for a living.
Yeah,
making
yeah.
specialty caskets.
Custom designs on the caskets. And I know a lot of places, they will give free caskets to any parents because I think we can all agree that a parent should never have to bury their child.
Yeah.
And a lot of funeral homes also agree with that. Sometimes they still do have to pay, but all of these caskets are being donated. Trey Genham is offering his services pro bono to design these, and he actually met with all of the families individually to understand who the victims were, what makes them tick, what excited their parents about their child. And really, I know it's a very small piece to everything that the parents are having to deal with, these families are having to deal with, but it is something that it is a little bit of a bright spot in such a travesty.
Thinking about all of the things, all the piece of pie, who would have think, yeah, I mean, it just sort of seems like it's part of, you don't think about this sort of nuance to the story. But there are so many different pieces of the pie to this. As you dig apart, you see. I can't imagine. You just said something that I think has been said many times, but it is worth repeating. Parents are not supposed to bury their children. And this really points to how traumatic it is. I'm wondering about a mother who tries to figure out what to do with a casket like this. Fathers, how do you do that? Something worthy for all of us to think about when it comes to this again, whether we have gotten to the point where we have the straw that's breaking the camel's back to figure this all out, or do we just all pack up and go somewhere else, people who don't want to put up with this, kind of like the mass exodus from California, because people don't want to put up with the BS of the politicians who are there coming up with crazy stuff. Speaking of that, the water situation in California, my daughter and my son and I were talking about this actually at the event last week, but then looking at what's going on right now, the drought, which is so containable. Those of you who are listening, we've got about 8 stations in California, various places. Those of you who are listening there, or think about it no matter where you are, put yourself in the position of the people who are living in California and trying to figure, okay, what are we going to do? Are we going to have to have a shootout? You know, there are those people who say the future wars will be fought over water. The state of California versus the state of Oregon. As silly as that sounds, that's kind of what we got going on here. It's very frustrating when you dig around and all this stuff to see just how bad leadership is in our country. That's really what it is. Why is it so difficult for these people to come up with build catch basins, catch the water, desalinate the water, come up? There are some cities that are... Go ahead.
Too busy fighting. Everyone's too busy fighting about things. Yes. Yeah. And then there's the whole bipartisan situation. You have everybody wanting to fight and not just actually work together to get the job done, because guess what? Regardless of party, the American people are still American people. So help. Serve us. Do what needs to be done for our civilization, basically, rather than making everything put into specific groups that are just battling each other.
It's the thing is that it's not civilized, frankly. This is uncivilized behavior. The shooting, there are all kinds of things. Are we witnessing the demise of mankind? Put that picture on it. But anyway, it's food for thought. 19 after the hour. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is here with a reminder about how you can lose weight without stimulants. You can keep the weight off without stimulants. You've been listening to me for a long time tell the story about America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Mostly it's so popular, not only because it works that way, but because it works to keep the weight off of you the natural way. Calitrin is available in liquid, powder, capsule forms. This is something that perhaps you've been thinking about. It's in the making in your mind. So do something about it. Go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin. Look at all of the things there and supply yourself with the opportunity, unlimited opportunity now, because the situation continues for Memorial Day. Big special deal. Go to toploss.com. Use the DJV code and unlimited supplies duplicated so you can lose the weight and keep it off.
Silver Forever has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
What is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people will say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The trending items, there are a bunch of things that have happened in the last 24 hours that also, they aren't, I don't know if you consider this, I guess this is serious stuff, right? The Amber Heard and Johnny Depp thing. We'll find out how serious it is and how this case has affected both of them right after this.
I'm Andy Solomon. A treatment option for chronic pain resulting from diabetic peripheral neuropathy, or DPN, has recently been FDA approved. Dr. Eric Grigsby, a board-certified pain physician in Napa, California, has the details.
DPN can be caused by high blood sugar, which can lead to nerve damage resulting in pain. Other risk factors include cardiovascular disease, older age, drinking alcohol, and cigarette smoking.
But there are treatment options for people with DPN.
Medications may help some patients with pain relief. Others may want to consider spinal cord stimulation. This technology delivers mild electrical impulses to the spinal cord that disrupt pain signals. Medtronic spinal cord stimulators were recently approved by the FDA for the treatment of chronic pain associated with DPN. This therapy is not for everyone, and patients should talk to their doctor to learn more.
Spinal cord stimulation involves risks. To learn more, go to medtronic.com/DPN.
All right, so let's find out what's the Depp and Heard. Sounds like Step and Fetch It, doesn't it? Depp and Heard. All right, so what is the latest in their lawsuit against each other?
Well, the jury has come to a verdict, and they found both Amber Heard and Johnny Depp liable for defamation in their lawsuits against each other.
Now, is that the aim? Heard, I mean, was there when Johnny Depp sued her? So wouldn't you think that, or I guess the anticipation is whether or not she's guilty of what he charged her with. So how do they turn it around so that the jury finds them both guilty? Pretty unusual.
Well, Well, because it was a countersuit. So Depp sought $50 million in damages against a 2018 op-ed she wrote for the Washington Post, which she described herself as a public figure representing domestic abuse. And though she didn't name him, he felt like the article was enough to have cost him lucrative acting roles. So Heard countersued him for $100 million, pretty much saying the same thing, that he was costing her roles as well. And the jury found out that, yes, they both defamed each other. And the jury awarded Depp $10 million in compensatory damages, $5 million in punitive damages. The jury awarded Heard in $2 million in compensatory damages.
Compensatory damages, yeah.
Compensatory. Yeah. And nothing for punitive damages. However, it wasn't exactly Depp. It was his lawyer that defamed, but... So Depp was named in the lawsuit, so it was against him for what his lawyer's claims were, that she fabricated her abuse allegations. So the jury did find them both guilty of defamation. And his statement, he released a statement. He was not there. He didn't neither one had to be there, really. She still showed up. He was not there. He was over in Europe having fun living his life. And he was saying that he just feels very happy that the jury gave him back his life from the very beginning. The goal of bringing this case was to reveal the truth regardless of the outcome, and speaking the truth was something that he owed his children and all of those who remained steadfast in their support for him. Well, Amber Heard released a lengthy statement saying that she's sad she lost the case, but she's sadder still that she seems to have lost the right that she thought she had as an American, which is to speak freely and openly. You're not allowed
free
to defend
speech.
People.
Well, it's interesting to see if they both have the cash to pay each other off. That's an interesting reality as well. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Kia Corporation, which is in the midst of its transition into a sustainable mobility provider, has announced that it will establish an all-new high-tech smart manufacturing facility dedicated to producing electric purpose-built vehicles. The intelligent new production hub for PBVs will be located within Kia's existing Hwasong manufacturing site in Korea. The company's plan to begin construction in the first half of 2023. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Drop what you're doing right now. The deals at Kohl's are too hot to last. I got my husband a few polos for just $9.99. Found myself a swimsuit for less than $18. And got sandals for my entire family for under $20. You seriously don't want to miss this. So run to your nearest Kohl's, because with more style and more savings, this might just be the best summer yet.
Select styles. Offers end June 5th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After taking down America's energy independence, President Biden has no answer at this time to fight the astronomical gas prices in America and the dreadful food prices and overall inflation ripping at the purse strings of Americans.
We can't take immediate action that I'm aware of yet to figure out how we bring down the price of gasoline back to $3 a gallon. And we can't do that immediately with regard to food prices either.
The CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, Jamie Dimon, says there's a financial storm on the horizon, but no one knows how bad it will really be.
It's a hurricane. Right now it's kind of sunny. Things are doing fine. You know, everyone thinks the Fed can handle this. That hurricane is right out there down the road coming our way. We just don't know if it's a minor one or Superstorm Sandy.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As some in America would like to see a complete ban on guns, in reality, other measures can be taken to fight the hate and the mass shootings that plague our nation. Representative Pete Sessions, a self-described strong NRA member, tells Newsmax a meeting Friday should result in more answers.
We are going to have a large meeting in Waco, Texas on Friday with almost 30 of our superintendents, our sheriffs, our county judges, where we are going to talk about the things that we need to do to be reapprised to avoid this happening in other places. The events that happened in Uvalde obviously are taking a different turn. I'm not sure, and I'm not sure anybody knows the real truth of it, but he now sees what kind of circumstance he's in and that the public comments that he makes or those to investigators will be verified, and it means that he is now being very careful about what he says.
The congressman is referring to Uvalde School Police Chief Pete Arredondo, who led a flawed law enforcement response to last week's school shooting and misinformation regarding actual events and timelines by the 18-year-old shooter. NASA announced two private companies, Axiom Space and Collins Aerospace, will develop the next-generation spacesuits that future astronauts will wear to conduct spacewalks and eventually kick around the surface of the moon. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on the Wednesday, Thursday, what is today? I think it's Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah, June 20th. Good, Doug. I miss what I do. I dyslexically looked at the number. It's the 2nd of June. Let's not wish our life away, or let's not, it going, the time goes fast enough as it is. And maybe it's because there's so much stuff going on. That could be part of the reason that time flies, as they say. One of the things that people are talking about today in the continuing focus on Ukraine is that the United States of America and Germany, the People's Republic of Germany, I think that's what it's called, a German Republic, something like that, official name, we have pledged to come up with more equipment for Ukraine. Advanced weaponry, they've wanted to get some the stuff that shoots down aircraft knocks out artillery, these bunker busters, that sort of stuff, because the Russians have moved in to capture another city. Germany is saying that it's going to give Ukraine up-to-date anti-aircraft missiles and radar systems. Does this then ramp up the fight? Does it encourage Putin to use bigger, rougher, tougher stuff? I think he's shot his wad, frankly, already. Oh, I don't think so.
I think that he still has... Aren't they doing practices, quote-unquote practices, with nuclear weaponry or something
Well, that stuff. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I wouldn't put anything past Putin.
See, I don't think... I think even as much of a madman as he is, I can't imagine... He's got, according to the stuff that leaked out of Russia this week, he's got 3 years or less to live because of his cancer. So,
which makes him all the more dangerous.
Well, I suppose you can
do that. He has literally nothing left to lose.
What's his legacy?
History of reuniting the...
But that isn't what's going to happen because that won't... Anybody in his right mind, and maybe that's what we're dealing with here, somebody who isn't in their right mind, but they know this can't stand. It won't stand. The international community will not let the Russian Empire, of the old USSR is what they call the empire, it won't stand. It can't stand. The world can't let him or his minions get away with this. So, anyway, I see this is the, you know, the Kremlin saying the U.S. is at fault here. You're pouring fuel on the fire. Yeah, like who's going to believe that? The situation with arms to help the Ukrainians. Is there something else we ought to be doing that we could be doing? Biden's critics say he's not doing enough. I don't know. What else do you do other than send troops in? And that's not something. We're not doing that again. We've learned, hopefully, our lesson by sending troops to Afghanistan, troops to Iraq, troops to any number of other places where we had no business sending troops or even being involved.
Yeah, at one point in support, but we can't fight the war for other people. We can't always constantly, and this is kind of in every regards the situation, not just the physical fighting war, but all the battles. We can't keep fighting things for each other. We just need to not stand back, but we can support. We can definitely support. And I think it is, my personal opinion is that it is good that we're sending things to help support them because we cannot let Russia win, but we can't send our troops either.
Nah. And the country won't stand by, won't stand for that under any circumstances. So now, I love these news, the pundits who are now trying to figure out, or they're trying to make you believe that there is another place that the Russians want to go. The propagandists who are on both sides, the Russian leaders say we have to smash the West. And there are those who say that's Putin's target. He wants to destroy the West. Well, is China going to allow that? That's the end of the world for China because they don't have a market for all this stuff. If the Chinese allow the Russians to destroy the world, then the rest of the world, they've destroyed China. Somebody's got to be thinking that way. There's all this talk, but often, I don't know, I should say often, but the talk of World War III and the way the Americans are acting, so the Russians say, and the Polish are acting, the Germans are acting, the NATO countries are acting, you're asking for it. We're going to fix you. We're going to destroy all of you, and Russia will end up controlling the universe. The Chinese aren't going to. That's not going to work. Chinese aren't up for that. So do they have enough control? Does the leader of China have enough control, enough juice with Putin to keep that from happening? It's, and there's another
question.
One of the leaders has said, well, don't hurry it up. There's plenty of time. We'll get these guys sooner or later. Anyway, Poland is now involved. They have claimed that the Russians have claimed that Poland is moving to seize territories in Ukraine. They're going to invade Ukraine. So that's going to be, that's why the suggestion here, I asked the question a few minutes ago, do you know who or what countries expect to be invaded next? And the Russians, it looks like at least the propaganda machine, is trying to say, look at the Polish, they're helping Ukrainians, so we'll go get them next. So if Poland becomes a part of this, wow, all bets are off. far as I can see.
Well, and then at what point do we people have to send troops in to help out to keep it from continuing when that becomes the case?
Back to discussing why it has been that we've spent so much time. There have been so many Ukrainians who have died, and how many Russians have died as well. As he continues, Putin continues to claim that he's in there to denazify the Ukrainian state, and that all of the people who support the Ukrainian state are Nazis as well. So
that
here
is
you
such
go.
A poor excuse.
Well, but I know, but that's, you know, the simplistic way of these people think. The Russian parliament has been supportive, at least to a point, although there are those in the behind the scenes, apparently, if you believe what leaks out of there, that that say they can't let Putin continue because this country is, for all practical purposes, now destroyed. The rest of the world's not going to pay. So either maybe you destroy the rest of the world, God, I don't even want that thought to be out there, or you have to live with a country that has been defanged pretty much completely at the end of all of this. And that's what is hard to figure out. At any rate, those are some of the pieces of the pie of that conversation. In a moment, the fate of John Hinckley Jr. here on Doug Steffens Good Day.
It's not just Brits preparing for Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee celebrations. According to new research from retail technology company Emarsys, with nearly half of Americans saying they have something planned to mark the occasion. So what are retailers doing to meet the demand, and what impact do these major moments of celebration have on the industry? Here's Jen Balin, Chief Revenue Officer, SAP Customer Experience.
Yes, consumer shopping has absolutely changed dramatically across the decades. And I will tell you that right now, celebrating from this side of the pond, as you mentioned, what we're seeing is that consumers want to purchase memorabilia like T-shirts, et cetera, but more importantly, products that support them having experiences and being brought together in order to celebrate those moments in life. So alcohol, cakes, teas, cookies, those are the things that retailers should be focused on today in addition to those pieces of memorabilia in order to support people getting back to celebrating life. So again, so excited to be celebrating this from this part of the world with you. Thank you.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
New message.
Hey, man, it's Devin, you know, from that time you accidentally emailed me because you thought I was a different Devin. Oh, and your email signature said confidential. If you received this in error, please delete. That's so you. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat. When are we setting sail, Captain?
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Oh, and no, you did not receive this message in error.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
All right, so let's dig around here in the John Hinckley story, shall we? It's 44 after the hour on the Doug Steffens Good Day program. And I'm going to say this for the benefit of a lot of the radio stations and programs who have for the last 6.5 years had this time and called it the DJV program. That was an incarnation that was created when I thought that it would be a wonderful thing to have all of these folks together here to present issues from different points of view. But in reality, it has become, it's because of a bunch of unforeseen circumstances, and I'm going to get into the whys and the wherefores. I had to make a change, and the ladies had to, it was the time, you know, all good things must come to an end. I guess that's probably the best way of putting it. And as my career continues on, and as there are, actually we'll be adding, I think next week or the week after, a whole group of 40-some-odd stations to the roster, there's more need, more desire. But the program, I think it's hard to describe whether it has a softer edge, a harder edge, because every day stories are different, things are different. And so it'll take on the feel of the day. And that's what Good Day always was anyway, since it started in 1988. So the feel of the day. And the feel today is kind of rocky because of what went on in Tulsa, continuing conversation about what happened in Texas, the crazy stuff. Here's John Hinckley Jr., who tried to assassinate Ronald Reagan in 1981. He's going to be released under court-ordered psychiatric supervision, and then all the other restrictions will be removed in a week or so. This came from a federal judge who ordered Hinckley to be fully free. Prosecutors said he exhibited good behavior, displayed no signs of mental illness. I can remember the last time this parole came up. He's 60, by the way. He's 67 years old. He was convicted in 1982, and then I think he was in and out of jail, but mostly he spent 30 years plus in a mental hospital.
Well, and yeah, that's where he was found not guilty by reason of insanity. So
yeah,
he had been in under psychiatric care for more than 30
years. Anybody who does this is by definition, and I'm not just saying this, I'm saying anything like this, the shooter in Tulsa, the shooter in Texas, anybody who does something like this is insane. You don't go around shooting people, trying to kill people, if you aren't out of your mind. That's the way. And he got, his psychosis came from the film Taxi Driver. Remember the main character? I don't know how many people remember this. The character was played by Jodie Foster and tried to assassinate a fictional senator in the movie. Jodie Foster was in the movie, and he wanted to impress her.
Yeah, he was trying to gain her attention. That's why.
Right.
And not that no life is more significant or important than another life, but there is something to be said about a sitting president. The act of an assassination or an assassination attempt of a sitting president, isn't that treason? Aren't there more rules or regulations that go along with it?
And he was
actually released from psychiatric care into his mother's care back in 2016. So this is just all of the remaining restrictions that have been lifted. And it is a question, especially when somebody is found not, quote unquote, not guilty of a crime by reason of insanity. Well, who's to say that there's not going to be another mental break?
Now, there you go. At 67, is he likely to shoot it up again? That's an unknown, an unanswered question. But remember, the impact of this was not just to have Reagan have a lung. He had a collapsed lung. But, of course, he recovered. Jim Brady, who is the press secretary, not so lucky. He suffered permanent brain damage. Died a number of years ago. This week there have been pictures of the stuff all over the place. Again, reliving that moment. Speaking of reliving moments, you want to remember what went on, or you didn't hear what went on? Go to the Good Day download. Yesterday we were talking about the shooting. We've been talking about the shooting. Also, the fact that Prime Minister Trudeau introduced legislation to freeze handgun sales in Canada. That was a big conversation, which you can get by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Doug Steffens. Good day. 10 before the hour.
Message.
Hey, man, it's Devin, you know, from that time you accidentally emailed me because you thought I was a different Devin. Oh, and your email signature said confidential. If you receive this in error, please delete. That's so you. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat. When are we setting sail, Captain?
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Oh, and no, you did not receive this message in error.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working. We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Three after the hour now on Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Food, Farm, and Family News with the Jay Kirshner Report by the Agricultural and Policy Center at Texas A&M University titled Economic Impact of Higher Crop Prices. What does that mean to you, basically? Well, the report provides insights into the impact of all of the crop, the major prices that are going up. Actually, they took 64 representative crop farms and analyzed it. And then the Senate Agriculture Committee, fellow who runs it, Senator John Bozeman, is it Bozeman or Bozeman? B-O-O-Z-M-A-N, I think it's Bozeman. Anyway, he's one of the ranking members. He wanted this information. And so as we pull all the pieces together, basically the story is what's, we all know what the story is. The food policy of the government, along with all of the other influences, is bad. The government has screwed things up. Look at the price of dairy, if nothing else. The price of dairy that is predicated by all these government regulations. And as a dairy farmer, I often reflect back on these things because farmers aren't able to, unless they actually control the means of production by milking the cows. But then what happens to the milk? The tradition has been created that there be regional distribution points, regional places where the milk is processed, and so now all the milk is collected in big tank trucks brought to these regional places by trucks that belong to Dairy Farmers of America or some large group like that, which still represent the control of one single family in Texas, the Suiza family. So they impact the cost of 80% of the fluid milk supply in our country. The supply chain, because that company went bankrupt because the family stole all the money. You know, you can argue the ins and outs of all of this. The bottom line is that you have to pay more because not only do we have this interference, government interference, monopolies, we've got the cost of fertilizer, and that is impacted by the U.S. Trade Commission. What we had, the import duties, the trade tariffs, if you will, on phosphorus and nitrate stuff that's used in fertilizer. That's why the price has gone up, because the government messed with this stuff. The major fertilizer exporters are not, you know, obviously they're not in America. Many of them are being affected by the Russian invasion of Ukraine, because a lot of the stuff comes from there. So the bottom line is you're going to face higher prices. You're going to be paying more money, and it's not clear how basically down the road, excuse me, with the cost of production and the availability of certain things, how much stuff is even going to be available. That's why I've said many times on the American Family Farmer Show, which I produce every week, and it is on many of these same stations, that you need to find local farms and local farmers, if you can, even in urban areas, suburban areas. There are farms in my community of Framingham. This is a suburban Boston community. There are two, three farms, four actually I'm thinking of right now, five that I can think of, where people can go today because strawberries are fresh. Don't buy them in the store. Go to the farm and buy them there. And other things that are coming along, the early tomatoes, lettuce, spinach, all those sorts of things, peas. For example, I think peas are one of the most wonderful. I don't know what there is.
Peas are delicious.
And corn. I love peas and corn. I love having peas and corn. I might have a piece of fish and have peas and corn with it. I don't eat potatoes much anymore, as much as I like it. And once in a while, rice is good to mix with them. But you're not going to find rice on a farm, on a local farm. You're going to find peas. You're going to find corn. So I guess one of the suggestions here is, Jay, to build your diet, if you're really, and you're, people are really going to be concerned about the cost of food because it's going crazy. So find what in your diet, the staple in your diet, you know, 150, 200 years ago, 250 years ago, there wasn't all the variety. Look, you go to the grocery store, you see all the variety there, this brand, and this product and that product. That stuff didn't exist before. People were able, most everybody grew their own food. Not that that's going to happen, but more and more people want to try to, in some way, shape, or form, grow something that they can point to and say, look, I grew that. Isn't it yummy? Yeah, but again, the basic bottom line is that you got to go find local farmers, local sources of food, as much as anything else. The price will be kept down because they don't have to transport it. All right? There it is, my suggestion on the farm, family, and food portion of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.